Hello, this is Roger Shouse, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heavenbound podcast family. Let's remember to all of our listeners that we offer podcasts on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and we encourage you to be regular listeners to our podcasts. This is Jumpstart number 2272, first written January 29th, the year 2019. 1 Peter 2, verse 11. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Peter's words in our verse is a good reminder to us that we simply do not fit in here, and folks do things differently than we do. But this is nothing new. It's always been that way with the people of God. For instance, in the Egyptian culture, the river, the moon, and the harvest represented gods that were worshipped. The leaders of society buried with them treasures that they believed they could use in the next life. All of this was different from the culture of Israel's one God. In Babylon, the culture of public worship of idols was required, and laws were written that put the people of God in difficult situations. In the Roman culture, the dead emperors were worshipped as gods, and later on, even some of the living ones claimed to be gods. And today in our culture, sexual immorality is accepted as normal. Climate changers are predicting the end of the life within the next few years. Tolerance of all things radical and extreme is expected, and acceptance of the Bible as the inspired word of God is flatly denied and renounced. Evolution is in, and mocking Christian values is the standard. Our times are not much different than others. The fact that God's people do not fit in is nothing new. The very definition of holy means to be separate or set apart. Separate from what? From what is around us. So there are some lessons for us. First, we ought to find great help and examples as we read about the people of God during these difficult times. We see that some suffered. We see that they stood their ground. These examples ought to inspire us and help us and encourage us to stand with God. Secondly, what the people of God did during these times was to continue to be faithful to God and try to show others the better way. You don't read about written campaigns, protest marches, running the office, or demanding that their voice be heard. When Peter was told that he could no longer preach Jesus, his reply was simply that we cannot help but preaching Jesus. He didn't run to the courts. He didn't file lawsuits. He didn't play the victim. He simply continued to preach Jesus. When Paul was dragged out literally out of a town and then nearly stoned to death, he got up and went back into that town. The people of God didn't make a lot of noise. They simply continued to worship God as the Lord directed them. Thirdly, there's a lot of hype and noise that some make, but there isn't much substance to what they're saying. One must wonder if some of this is a stunt to keep their name before the public eye. Screaming at someone doesn't put proof on your side. Evidence lacking, fear rising, some will go to extreme measures simply because they have nothing else that they can do. The people of God have always had God behind them. Their proof is God. Their evidence is in the scriptures. You don't have to have a PhD in biology to understand that evolution is false. Soft tissue recently found in dinosaur bones is causing the evolutionary timetable to crash. Soft tissue cannot last millions and millions of years. Back to the drawing board, and new twists are being developed just to justify evolution and their false theories. Fourth, the people of God are governed by rules and laws made by godless people. It's always been that way. The pharaohs, the kings of Babylon, the Caesars, even down to our political system, will continue to make laws that are difficult for the people of God. Pharaoh killed the babies in Moses' time. Herod killed the babies in Jesus' days. Persian kings ruled against praying. The Roman and Jewish leaders ruled against preaching the gospel. Things can be tough, but the people of God have always carried on serving the Lord. We must understand that we are different. Things are different here. I remember being in a restaurant in Germany a long time ago. It was a cold, rainy day. People came in with their dogs. It wasn't C&I dogs nor service animals. These were just plain old pets. They were trying to eat, and the smell of dog filled the air. I remember thinking right then, boy, they do things differently here. We don't do those things where I'm from, and that's it exactly. We don't do those things where we are from because we're not from here. The song, "This World Is Not My Home," is not just a pleasant thought. It's a truth through our passage today. We are strangers and aliens here. This isn't our home. We are citizens, but not here. We belong somewhere else. So it shouldn't shock us how crazy and nuts this world becomes. More and more people are showing that they belong here. This world is their home. And sadly for some, this is as close to heaven as they'll ever see. And what they're seeing is a distorted and blurred picture. But for the people of God, this world is as much hell as we will ever see. Our focus must be upon the eternal. For Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, all she had to do was click those ruby slippers three times and say, "There's no place like home." It took her back to black and white Kansas farmhouse. For us, there's no magical clicking of our shoes. For us, it's walking by faith, trusting the Lord, and longing for that heavenly home. This world is not our home. Aren't you glad? Can you imagine this is all that there is? Can imagine this is as good as it gets? Crazy, darkness, no purpose, no direction, and for most, simply no God. But thanks be to God for his incredible gift, the gift of salvation. Believe it, live it, share it, and don't ever hide it. Thank you so much for listening.